Chapter 2. Vehicle Equipment and Inspection. Equipment required. Every motor vehicle operated on the highways of the state shall be equipped with brakes, steering, horn, door handles, tires, exhaust system, lights, glass, windshield wipers, odometer, speedometer, bumpers, wheels, wheel lug nuts, fenders, floor pans, hood and hood catches, and gas tank meeting established standards. Illegal equipment. The following motor vehicle equipment is prohibited. 1. A red light showing from the front, or a blue light visible outside of the vehicle, except on authorized emergency vehicles. 2. A bell, exhaust whistle or siren, except on authorized emergency vehicles. 3. A muffler cut out or bypass, or a muffler that makes more noise than an original equipment manufacturer muffler. Safety inspection of vehicles. All motor vehicles operated on the public highways must have an official periodic motor vehicle inspection, PMVI, at least once a year, except that ambulances must be inspected once every 6 months, and new vehicles do not need to be inspected until 2 years after their initial inspection on the date that they are first sold. Many service stations and garages are authorized to conduct PMVIs, also known as safety inspections, issue certificates of inspection, and affix stickers. A copy of the rules that regulate the inspection program can be viewed at website http://hi.gov/highways/library/motor-vehicle-safety-office/. Click on Chapter 19 to 133.2. A Hawaii State Automobile Insurance Identification Card is required to pass the inspection. Upon approval, a sticker is affixed to the vehicle and an inspection certificate is issued to you. This must remain in the vehicle. The inspection results are sent electronically to the motor vehicle registration file. Reconstructed vehicles. Vehicles which have been modified, rebuilt or altered may be required to comply with county reconstructed vehicle inspection requirements. A bill of sale or receipt is required for all parts that have been added to the vehicle. The inspection will be conducted by a qualified reconstruction inspector. Upon completion of the inspection, you will be issued an emblem indicating compliance. Administrative Rules 19 to 134 are at http://hi.hawaii.gov/homes/doing-business/hawaii-administrative-rules/. Click on Chapter 19 to 134. Vehicle condition and maintenance. You are responsible for the condition of the vehicle you are driving, even though you may not be the owner of the vehicle. General care and maintenance should be performed regularly by you or by an experienced mechanic. The following information may help you to better understand important parts of your vehicle. Brakes. If the brakes can't stop your vehicle, you shouldn't make it go. A common brake test is to apply the brakes rather hard at a speed of 4 to 8 miles per hour. The vehicle should not pull to either side. Do this test in a place where you will not require others to do a brake test too. If you have anti-lock brakes, go to an open area such as a deserted section of a parking lot and try them out so you know what to expect in an emergency brake application. You usually need to be going over 10 miles per hour for them to activate. Also, it's easier to activate ABS on a wet and slippery surface. Practice not pumping the brake pedal. For more information about brakes, go to www.nhtsa.gov. Then search for brakes. Brake lamps. Brake or stop lamps warn other drivers that you are slowing or stopping. Check these lamps frequently to make sure they operate when the brakes are applied. Directional signals. Directional signals enable you to communicate with other drivers, so make sure they operate correctly. Any change in the dash light indication reflects improper operation. If the directional signals fail, use hand signals until you can have them repaired. Door latches. Door latches and locks provide you with safety and security. Be sure all doors latch and lock properly. Exhaust system. The exhaust system carries exhaust gases to an exit point located to reduce entry of fumes into the passenger compartment and reduces the noise to an acceptable level. To prevent carbon monoxide poisoning, keep your exhaust system free of leaks. Replace all defective parts immediately. Replacement mufflers must not allow more noise than the original equipment manufacturer muffler. Headlamps. The headlamps of your vehicle are of critical importance in night driving, in rainy weather, in fog, and while driving through tunnels. They must work properly and be correctly adjusted at all times. Hood latches. Front opening hoods are equipped with a primary latch and a secondary catch. They should operate properly so the hood will not open and block your vision while you are driving. Horn. Every vehicle is required to be equipped with a horn in good working condition to give audible warning. Rear view mirrors. Rear view mirrors should be adjusted to give you the maximum view to the rear horizon. All mirrors should be maintained in a clean condition and be firmly attached to the vehicle. Safety belts. Safety belts help to keep you from being injured and can save your life. Protect yourself, your passengers and others by using safety belts at all times while driving. All front and back seat occupants are required by law, 291-11.6, HRS, to use seat belts. Children under age 4 must be in a child restraint. Children under age 8 must be belted on a booster seat if the child is under 4 feet and less than 40 pounds. Airbags are supplemental occupant protection for a first impact. Since the bags deflate immediately, occupants must rely on the belts for protection if subsequent impacts occur. If the airbags deploy, it is advisable to replace them so you will maintain a maximum of occupant protection. Steering. Your steering wheel should be able to turn smoothly and easily from the maximum right position to the maximum left position and back again. There should be no more than 2 inches of free play in the steering wheel. If you have power steering, check with the motor running, or 3 inches, if you do not have power steering. Your vehicle should respond quickly to small movements of the steering wheel. The vehicle should not pull to either side, and the wheels should not shimmy. Tail lamps and side marker lamps. Tail lamps and side marker lamps warn other drivers of your presence. Check them periodically for proper operation. Tires. Don't take tires for granted. Check them at least once a month. Check the door jamb for the vehicle manufacturer's recommended pressure and tire size. Proper pressure extends tire life and improves handling. Replace tires that have less than 1/16 inch of tire tread. An easy method of checking tire tread is to use a Lincoln penny. Place the penny upside down within the tread. If the top of Lincoln's head is visible, the tire needs to be replaced. Also, check tires for cuts, bulges, tread separation and uneven wear. Check your spare tire too. If you notice a slight steering wheel vibration or an unusual noise, check to see if you have a tire problem. You can get helpful tire information at http://www.nhtsa.gov/cars/problems/equipment/tires/index.html. Windshield. The windshield should be free of cracks and breaks that interfere with your vision. The windshield wipers should clean the windshield evenly, without leaving streaks. Windshield washers enable you to clean the windshield while you are driving. Keep the reservoir filled and check the operation frequently.